This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
I'm sitting here with James Ward, a technical evangelist at Adobe for Flex and Apollo. Sun announced earlier today JavaFX, a client-side programming environment for Java. What's your response to that?
I think that it really brings validity and really shows that what we're doing with Flex and Apollo are the right thing. That first of all, they're validating that the programming model that we're using for Flex and building UI applications is the right programming model, using a declarative language to build GUI applications and then have another language kind of underneath that you can do more with. I think that really validates our programming model. I think it also validates using rich internet applications for both web and desktop applications and being able to use the same programming model for both the web and the desktop. And I think it also shows that we've done something right with our deployment model for using Flash that everyone already has, and then using the new Apollo platform for desktop applications. So I'm excited by it. I think it really validates what we're doing.
Well, you say validate, so I'm just curious, how is it similar, such that they're doing something similar, that's what you're saying, it validates, huh?
Yeah, I think that the reason why it's validating to us is that we've been trying to do the Flex thing and been really successful for a few years, and it's great to have Sun and recently also Microsoft make moves in the same direction that we've been doing for a few years. So that really validates that the direction that we decided to go with Flex and Flash and Apollo and rich internet applications was really something that wasn't just a crazy idea by us, but it's something that now the industry sees as being very important. So that's how I think it validates what we're doing.
So it's not so much the architecture or whatever, but just the fact that it's desktop and in the browser, kind of rich user experience.
The same programming model that has a declarative and a procedural language, I think, is a key part of that. And then the deployment model of using the same applications or the same kind of components and code and reuse across the web and the desktop, I think, are key points as well that have been validated.
Okay.
How is Flex different from those technologies then?
So one of the main differences is in the deployment model that we're actually using. For Flex applications within the browser, we use the Flash platform. And that, of course, everyone has Flash. And we're able to use that as our virtual machine for our Flex applications. And so that's one way that we're different, I think, from Java, is that Java doesn't have that consistent foundation of platform in the web that they can build on. So we're able to still use Java on the back end, but use Flex and Flash on the front end. And now with Apollo coming up as well, we're able to have that same work in that same way for desktop applications.
So when you say that it isn't in there, there is Java Web Start and there's Java Applets, I guess. So they're kind of there. So what really is? What do you mean by there? There's something that isn't there, I think. So what do you? Can you maybe elaborate on what is the real difference between the...
What is the problem? I would say, what is the problem with the Java deployment model?
One of the problems is that no one is using it. You look around, you don't see applets anymore. I hardly ever see anyone using Java Web Start. And that's, I think that shows that you compare that to Flash and upcoming Apollo, and it's very different. We already have a number of very large companies building public-facing Apollo applications that are, very big names. And so we already have these large companies validating Apollo as a desktop runtime that actually will be used by consumers. Whereas Java Web Start, I don't see any consumer application using Java Web Start. I don't see any consumer application using applets.
And what are the differences in the programming model?
The programming model, I haven't had time to look into JavaFX real heavily yet, but I think it's pretty much F3. And F3 was just a declarative syntax for building swing applications. Flex, it has a declarative language called MXML. It's XML based instead of like a JSON-like notation like F3 uses. So we use a similar declarative language.
You just rattled off a couple acronyms. Can you just maybe elaborate a little bit about what the difference is there?
MXML is the XML language for building Flex applications. And F3 F3, I think, was the predecessor to Java FX. It's Chris Oliver created F3 to be an easy way to create Swing applications. So the differences there are we use XML as our notation. Java FX, I believe, is using a JSON-like notation. We chose XML because it's familiar to web application developers. It's familiar to people who are doing HTML development. And that's a core kind of component that we wanted to be able to take web developer skills and allow them to build Flex applications. And we also have the declarative language, and I'm not sure what JavaFX is doing we have a procedural language. We use ActionScript, which is an implementation of ECMAScript, the JavaScript standard, as our procedural language. And I'm not sure what JavaFX is doing for their kind of procedural language, because obviously, you know, declarative will only get you part of the way there, and you always need some kind of procedural language when you know, the declarative language kind of breaks down for doing procedural logic.
So the Swing programming model itself, earlier, maybe perhaps before we turn the mic on, you were hinting that there were issues or
limitations.
Just limitations. Yeah. Could you what are those? What could you sort of be specific as to, you know, give a couple examples?
It's been a long time since I've done Swing development, but the things that I know of, which may not be the whole story, that are limitations currently with Swing are, first of all, we've been trying for a long time to get properties and events integrated into the Java language specifically to allow us to more easily use a language like Swing. Without properties and events in the language, anytime you want to have a custom event handler, you have to extend the button class and create your own implementation. If events are baked into the language like they are in Flex, then it becomes much easier to handle events and catch events in your application and deal with user input and all the things that are typical in a GUI application. So properties and events are very important. There is a JSR to fix that, but you know, how long until that actually happens? I'm not sure. The other thing that I know of is, of course, multimedia support. Now, obviously, a lot of applications now are starting to integrate multimedia more into their applications, not just for just video, but actually integrating video experiences into the application. And that multimedia capability, from what I hear, is not as good in Java as it is in Flash, but I haven't, you know, in my own, experimented with media support within Java.
Well, what are some of the multimedia capabilities of Flex that the developer would want to use?
So there's video support, audio support, you can record cameras, audio playback. I already said audio playback, but we support MP3 as the primary audio mechanism. You can stream audio and video in real time to a Flex or Flash application. So those types of things are pretty typical needs in a application that involves media.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.